USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In the wake of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, the International Monetary Fund says it's suspending the country's access to millions in reserve funds. About $450 million was set to be allocated to the country at the end of the month, the move coming after pressure from the Treasury Department. 18 Republican lawmakers sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday asking her to ensure that the Taliban would not be able to tap those IMF funds. And a Tampa area school district has voted to impose a mask mandate after thousands of students and staff were forced to go into quarantine or isolation. 10,384 students and 338 staff of the Hillsborough County School District are in isolation or quarantine because of positive COVID tests or being in close contact, with more than 1,800 COVID cases among that group. The Hillsborough County School Board voted Wednesday to impose a mask mandate for at least 30 days. Parents will be able to opt their children out of the new policy with a doctor's note. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.